If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Talk about your Real Age Tip of the Week for this hour. In about 5 minutes, he says it's a great one. It's a great one. So you have to stick around for the Real Age Tip of the Week for the end of the hour. In about 5 minutes here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Let's talk about extending our lives, living longer by changing our poop bacteria and changing our taste buds. So let's talk about changing our taste buds to live longer. How can we do that, Dr. Mike?
Well, this is an interesting study where they looked at certain animal models, and the animals that didn't have taste for water, something as simple as water, and didn't love it, did better. They changed the way their cells functioned. And it apparently is that we can change the way our cells function by what we like in taste changes what we eat, which changes how our cells function. That maybe is, and it's a little further off, and but we should do this with a little more time, Joe, so I don't want to rush this one because it's such a good subject, and I'll explain it more next week.
Okay.
Or when we get a little more time. But I did want to do about the poop one because it ties in with the tip of the week. This one is that the people who live longest, the animals who lived longest, the people who were thinnest were ones who had, quote, diversity and had a lot of Bacteroides species, that is bacteria, in their poop, in their intestine. You have 10 million bacteria inside you and on you. You have about 10 million cells. So you've got equal number of bacteria. Well, the bacteria apparently metabolize stuff in ways that either give you inflammation or don't, or keep you thin or don't, or keep you healthy or don't. And so this is the hottest area of research now in the medical field. And I'll just give you one experiment. So they took mice that were twins. They were literally all born in the same litter. And by giving them different poop, some of the mice got fat and some thin, exact same genetics. Then they put the mice who were thin with the mice who were fat, and first of all, they studied their poop. The mice who were thin had more diverse poop. That is, they had more different bacteria and more of these Bacteroides species. They then put the mice together, the fat and the thin. The fat mice got thin basically by eating the thin mice's poop, which is what mice do. They eat each other's poop.
Right.
And they got more diversity. And they got these extra Bacteroides species. So we're going to see a huge number of studies now in the next 10 years, and especially in the next 3 years, on trying to change poop. Less bacteria in the food you eat, less antibiotics in the food you eat. You know, just the bacteria in the food you eat, the antibiotics in the food you eat may be causing a lot of this. The antibiotics in the milk we drink could do it alone, they showed in one study. So we're going to see a lot of difference in the bacteria and in the food we eat with the bacteria, and an effort to really get rid of the antibiotics that are used in such things as processing meat and milk.
All right. I think we can fit one more story in before your Real Age Tip of the Week. And what about oil? What oil is best to cook with?
Well, this is the oil that has proven best to cook with, that is best for your arteries, is if you're sautéing, you can use a little olive oil. That appears to be the best oil. What this story is that saturated fat, corn oil, and the processed canola oil, it's not all canola oil, it's that's highly processed, of the canola oil and of the soybean oil, appear to cause inflammation, whereas olive oil and the unprocessed canola oil and the omega-3 fats don't cause it. So it apparently, those that aren't processed, that are what we call cold extracted that is extracted without heating and without a lot of processing. So the message is olive oil looks like the best. It's actually been shown in a study that was presented at the Respiratory Disease Message this week at their symposium, their big annual meeting, that eating, this was 3 grams of olive oil, so that's a lot, so it's almost cooking almost exclusively with olive oil in a day, actually decreased the risk of asthma, decreased inflammation from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So it looks like that odd omega, omega-9 olive oil, is beneficial for you. Again, the message from the we had from a couple weeks ago is Italian extra virgin olive oil isn't the best because a lot of it is not what is on the label. The best actually proves to be California extra virgin olive oil. There are very tight controls in California of what constitutes extra virgin olive oil. It apparently is the good stuff, and it's almost universal that if you buy that extra virgin olive oil from California, you're really getting the real stuff. There's about a 20% chance of getting the real stuff if you buy the Italian version in the recent tests.
Okay, here it is. It's Dr. Mike Roizen's Real Age Tip of the Week.
And this one is the colors of your poop. That's why I did it, because it goes with that great story on the bacteria in your poop. When your body's food processor isn't functioning correctly, sometimes healthy brown isn't the color of your poop. Do a little research. Pale gray, clay-like poop suggests a liver problem. Not enough bile, and you can get ashy shades, indicating anything from gallstones to hepatitis, pancreatitis to cirrhosis. Black can be seen after consuming black licorice, blueberries, iron pills, Pepto-Bismol. And the red scares a lot of people. Beets and too many tomatoes. If all you eat is tomatoes in a day, you watch your poop, it's red. Green stools come from eating a lot of green vegetables, taking iron, or certain medications. Tarry black poop or bloody or maroon red poop is most often caused by hemorrhoids, but can be a sign of intestinal or internal bleeding. So if you see that tarry black, call your doc. Anything from ulcers to colon cancer could be brewing. Patrolling your own health makes you more than 9 years younger. You should look at the color of your poop. Don't worry, everyone does it.
And red is the scariest thing. It probably isn't in most cases, right, the red color, but like you say, with some of the things you eat, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Oprah tells the story, and she's told it on herself on TV, that one day she had a whole bunch of beets, and she'd forgotten she ate them. And when she looked at her poop, it was red. She called her doc. I told you, she called us in the middle of the night saying, I got red poop. And the first thing, of course, the doc asks is, what'd you eat?
Yeah.
Because red is an uncommon color to have a lot of unless you've got a big bleed. And it usually isn't blood. That's the good news.
Yep.
It is usually beets. But, tarry black is what you worry about. Tarry black is the worst.
Good work today. Thank you for listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. For Dr. Mike and Sonar, our put-together guy, thanks for listening today. And this is Radio MD. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A, TakeOmega.com.